From NPR News, this is live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. I'm Audie Cornish. Around the country and around the world, people are marking the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Official ceremonies began early today in New York City at Ground Zero, where the twin towers of the World Trade Center once stood. This morning, amid tight security, with Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush in attendance, the somber day began with the Brooklyn Youth Chorus singing the national anthem. At 8:46 a.m., the time American Airlines Flight 11 struck the North Tower, came the first of the day's moments of silence. Then President Obama read Psalm 46.
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge.
Nearly 3,000 people were killed on this day 10 years ago. Today, their loved ones read their names at Ground Zero.
Gordon A. Amath, Jr.
Delamero Abad.
Marie Rose Abad.
Andrew Anthony Abate.
Vincent Paul Abate.
President George W. Bush read a letter written by Abraham Lincoln.
In the fall of 1864, he learned that a widow had lost five sons in the Civil War, and he wrote her this letter. Dear Madam, I have been shown in the files of the War Department a statement of the Adjutant General of Massachusetts that you're the mother of five sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. I feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine, which should attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming. But I cannot refrain from tendering to you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save. I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost, and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln.
Amen.
ceremonies continued with the singing of Amazing Grace at the Pentagon, just outside Washington, D.C., where a third passenger plane commandeered by a terrorist crashed on September 11th. And in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, a ceremony is underway at the site where the fourth hijacked plane crashed.